Hey guys, welcome back for more fun. Before we get started today, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and like and follow us on all of our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So please follow, like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. So with that being said, who are we going to learn about today?
So we are going to talk about Newest.
Yeah,
so this is a group that me personally,
we know of.
I know of. I haven't really gone into them. I don't know. It's just, I think when I was super just immersed in learning group after group after group, like I never got to them, and then life got busy.
It got overwhelming.
I just never got to them, but we're here now and I'm excited.
All right. Well, I know almost nothing. It's one of those groups that if I see the members, I'm like, oh, I see your face before. You're in. You're in Newest, but I don't really know a lot about them.
Yeah,
seen them more in passing.
Yeah, same. So
I'm like, teach me.
Let's learn.
Teach
I
us.
I mean, I learned a little bit just on my own doing research, but let's learn together. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, quick overview of Newest. So it consists of 5 members, and they actually debuted in 2012 in March.
Oh wow.
So
I'm like, that's like, they're like EXO old.
Yeah. They've been around for a while.
Dang, almost 10 years. Yeah.
So they're under Pledis Entertainment, and their fandom is called Love, but the way it looks, it's L-O and I guess an upside down V unless it has another name. Enony. But it's read as Love. And the official colors are deep teal and vivid pink.
So those are nice colors. Those are nice colors,
yeah. So let's talk about their history. Because they have obviously a decent amount of things that happened to them. So almost 10 years worth. So let's get into it. So their pre-debut. So prior to their debut, Newest made appearances in their label mates' music releases. They actually drew a lot of attention from viewers and they became, you know, a pretty interesting topic online. Like people talked about them. And they were known as the Pledis Boys and dubbed the After School Boys. Since they participated in multiple projects as backup dancers or feature artists and their label mate After School.
Okay.
Yeah. So I remember vaguely, I mean, we got into K-pop after this, but I remember reading about like that aspect in their history.
Because they would have been like rookies still by the time we got into K-pop.
Yeah, yeah. So they finally made their debut with their first single, Face, on March 15, 2012.
I think I've heard that song. Actually, now you say that, I was like, wait a second. This rings a bell.
So their debut stage was actually on M Countdown. So that's
cool.
Pretty cool. And then right after that, they began airing their own reality show called Making of a Star Newest, Landing Operation. So this is part of like the promotional period. Yeah. So then they returned with their first EP, Action, on July 11 and became ambassadors for Korea Scout Association. I thought that was cute.
That's pretty cool. Yeah,
to do that in your first year.
Yeah, there were babies.
So during their promotional period and the rest of the year, Newest began to expand to the global market. They held events in Japan, Australia, and other parts of Asia and the United States. So they did actually perform at KCON.
Oh, so nice.
Kind of reaching that international market off the bat.
I was like, at the beginning.
Yeah.
All right.
So then in 2013, the group returned with their second EP called Hello. And this was on February. And they held their first exclusive concert, Showtime Newest Time, on the same day.
All right.
So in March, Newest actually celebrated their first anniversary through a concert in Japan. And this was called Newest Debut First Anniversary Live Showtime.
Now that's a mouthful.
It was. And I think I read it pretty well.
You did. Congratulations.
Thank you. So on August 22 of that year, Newest released their third EP called Sleep Talking with the lead single of the same name. So then we're in 2014, and on July 9, they actually released their first full album, Rebirth, with the lead single, Good Bye Bye. They also debuted in Japan on November 5th with the lead single, Shalala Ring. Shalala Ring.
I'm trying to think if I've heard Good Bye Bye.
It sounds familiar, right?
Is it the one that's like, goodbye, baby, goodbye, da-da-da-da. Da, 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 da.
You're asking the wrong person here, dude.
I feel like I've heard like a song that just has like similar name.
Yeah. Maybe. Don't come after us if she butchered.
I'm like, if this is a different song, don't come at me. I don't know. I'm asking.
So So then we're finally in 2015, and they released the digital single I'm Bad on February 27th, with a limited edition physical release on March 15th to celebrate their third anniversary. This is something you would probably have been like, and I'm going to get.
Oh.
Or if you get into them, you're going to be like,
I'm like such a sucker for like limited edition. It doesn't even have to be like an actual like limited press. You just have to put on there that it's limited edition. It could be limited edition of like a million copies, and I'm still like,
I'm going to buy that.
Yeah.
So then the group actually held their first solo showcase in North America in Detroit and Dallas. So this is on May 3 of 2015, and it was actually put together by My Music Taste.
I think this was what we saw, like, the promo stuff for when we were in college, right? Yeah,
we were in college. I was intrigued.
Because we were, like, in Dallas, but we were in college station, so we're, like, 3 hours away.
We couldn't go because this was during finals.
Yeah. So it wasn't like we'd be like, 3 hour road trip. Let's go check it out.
Yeah, unfortunately, we couldn't do that.
Oh, well, I'm sure it was great.
I bet. So then they actually released their second Japanese single. Oh, Lord. How many nanas are in here? Nana Mida. On May 20th.
Oh, I lost count. Nana Mida. That's four? Nana Mida? Okay. Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
Girl, you swear I know. So then they released their first Japanese studio album, Bridge the World, on November 18th, after pre-releasing the tracks Bridge of the World, Chetty, Access to You, and Amenochie.
Sorry, I hear you say the way you pronounce cherry, and I just remember Hichul.
Chetty-a. I mean, okay, I'm not going to lie. Every time I mentioned that word when we're talking about K-pop, I say it in that way.
I know. That's why every time, like, you say it, I hear in my head, like, a chariya.
Yeah, but whenever we're talking in conversation about anything
else. Oh, yeah, like cherry ice cream.
Yeah, like cherry. And then when I'm talking about K-pop, chetty. Dang it, Mitchell.
So there's cherry and then there's teddy.
Chetty.
And chariya.
Yeah. Goodness. So then, in February 17 of 2016, their fourth EP, Q-Is, was released with the lead single, Overcome. And they actually began promotions for that album the following day. And then NewIs released their fifth extended play, Canvas, with the single, Love Paint, every afternoon on August 29, 2016. So they've just been...
That song sounds familiar, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So after 4 years of promotions, the group finally received their first music show nomination on the show.
Hey, so that's exciting.
That's exciting. But unfortunately, there had been a decline in just music. You know, they've been trying to put songs out there and just not much, what can I say, I guess, popularity or success. So in 2017, most members participated in Produce 101 Season 2. You know, since the decline that they had, they thought this was the best move for them. Maybe it would revive them. Who knows? But you know what? It worked.
Yay!
Because during their appearances on the show, previously released albums, including Q as in Canvas, actually rose in the charts.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And after the final episode of Produce 101 Season 2, NewIs previously... releases just shot back up, and unfortunately, though, only one member, Minhyun, was ranked within the top 11, which earned him that position in 101, which we reacted to already, and he actually promoted with them for a year and a half. But that meant that the remaining members, you know, they were free to promote, and they decided to promote as NewIs W until Minhyun would be back. And because of that popularity, their single Hello actually charted. So
that's awesome. So that was released in 2013, and we're talking about wow, like years later.
Yeah, so they promoted that
after years. Dang. As NewIs W.
Yes.
What's the W stand for, do you know?
Wait, they're waiting for their
bro. My thought was back. NewIs without Minhyun.
It's not as marketable.
Yes.
I think wait is better.
Because they're waiting to be five again.
Yeah. So, well, you know, Minhyun's contract officially ended on the 31st of 2018. He actually didn't officially return to NewIs until a month later. This allowed him to, you know, participate in the year-end shows. This was kind of agreement between Pledis and Swing to allow him to do that. You know, until 2019, where officially everything ended. I remember reading about that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so after being in 101, his final participation there was in the concert that they did to finish everything off.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I remember talking a little bit, I think, about all of that in the 101 episode. Yeah. Mm-hmm, how that all that contract stuff worked. Mm-hmm.
So then after coming back, Nuance announced that their contract would be renewed. So
yay.
I mean, I think it was a perfect time for that. I mean, mm-hmm. We're in it, baby. Let's do this.
Yeah.
So on March 15, they released a special digital single, A Song for You, to celebrate their 7th anniversary since debut.
Dang, 7 years.
Mm-hmm. And then they held their first solo concert in 6 years, titled Signal.
6 years?
Yeah. Dang. The audience had 36,000 people.
Dang.
So they're killing it now. And then they finally did a comeback.
Yay.
Sixth EP, Happily Ever After, was released on April 29 with the lead single, Bet Bet. It was their first release in 3 years and the last in a 3-part series of Night Searching for the Queen.
That's a cool name.
Mm-hmm. So in 2019, so after all, man, if you really think about it, a lot went down for them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot went down for them. So in 2018, they're ready to come back.
Yeah.
I say this because that EP actually secured Triple Crown's On Gaon chart for the week of April 20.
I'm like getting goosebumps. I'm like,
2019, here. Man. Just like, anyway. So yeah, the EP secured the Triple Crowns, as I mentioned, in April 28. And it topped the album chart, the digital download chart, and the BGM chart. So
wow.
That's insane.
Killing it all across the board.
EP Triple Crown.
That's awesome.
I know. So in May 2019, it was released an official audio recording of the song Blessing, which had been recorded as a candidate for their debut song. So that wasn't released, obviously. And that's kind of cool.
That's neat.
Kind of go back through the bank and being like, we're going to use this one.
That's cool.
And on October 21st, the group released their 7th EP, The Table, with the lead single Love Me. The single actually went to win in all 5 major music broadcast shows, which also marked, you know, before I was like, they were nominated and that was a huge thing, but they didn't win. This time around, they actually won
on all 5 major music shows. Yay!
So I know previously I mentioned, you know, they were kind of declining, but if you really think about it, I think that was just Produce 101 season 2 was
a lot.
That desperate move, man. That's just reality, right? Mm-hmm. That's just kind of what happened. And
I'm 2019, like, hats off to the fans that have been there since the beginning. Yeah.
And then 2019, as we kept repeating, just that beginning felt like a new beginning, because with W, yes, they kind of kept that momentum going, but it was an original song, really. And then in 2019, they did it. I'm happy for them. I'm not necessarily a fan, you know, because... Mm-hmm. I hadn't really listened to them before, but
I'm like, I'm getting goosebumps this whole time. Just I'm like, I'm like, they did it,
and that doesn't happen as often, really.
It doesn't.
So anyway, in 2020, 7 months after their last comeback, the group released their 8th EP, The Nocturne, with the lead single I'm in Trouble. So this was in May. The album topped the album sales, retail album download, and BGM charts of Gaon's weekly chart. I'm in Trouble also debuted at number 6 on Gaon's digital chart, becoming the complete group's first lead single since debut to break into the top 10. This is excluding the singles like that Nuez W did, but yeah.
That's cool.
On October 7, Nuez released their 2nd Japanese language album, Drive. Drive is the group's first Japanese album released in 5 years after Bridge of the World.
Dang. I didn't realize, but yeah, it had been that long when we're going
these guys
the
revived.
Info.
This is insane. So then in 2021, Until Present Time, on April, the group released their 2nd full album, Romanticize, with the lead single, Inside Out. The album topped Hansol's weekly album sales charts and earned 2 crowns on Gaon chart.
Two.
Yeah. So the lead single also went on to score wins on Countdown, Music Bank, Show Music Choir, and Inkyago, earning the group its 2nd music show grand slam since their single Love Me in 2019.
That's awesome.
Killing it. So
yes,
that change, that shift,
mm-hmm.
it a lot of people don't get that shot, and they got it.
Oh, I'm so happy
through their work,
them.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I took a more serious turn just because, man, I just wish
that I don't really with know them. People,
but
I don't really I'm know really them, but I still them. Feel like proud. Like, I'm just like, y'all did it.
I know. It's too real, man.
Like, I'm just like, there's a lot of groups I feel like that would have like wished and hoped that happened to them. And I'm like, y'all did it. And like, y'all and deserve just, it.
I hope they keep at it, man.
Yes.
Because they're doing it.
Hey, maybe they'll be having a couple of new fans soon. Maybe.
Yeah. So let's talk about the members.
Okay.
Because I feel like they're pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And people got to see a lot of them through the show.
Right.
So let's do it.
All right.
So our first member is JR Jr. I don't know how that pronunciation goes really, but he is the leader, the main rapper, the main dancer, face of the group, and he is a vocalist. So he is a 1995 liner, and he's Korean. And he actually was the first member to be really revealed by Pledis.
Okay.
So his specialty includes writing lyrics and speaking Japanese.
That's cool.
And he knows, okay, he's super talented. Hear me out. He knows how to play the piano, the flute, the clarinet, the saxophone, the tuba, the drums, and the trombone.
So basically, he's like a one-man marching band,
basically.
Singer, performer,
dancer,
traveler,
everything.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
His hobbies are playing games, watching anime, and reading manhwa. So
nice.
He's a cool dude, man. He likes black, yellow, and green, but for his hair, he prefers black. I'm like,
all right.
I feel
that's fair.
Yeah. He loves chicken, but he hates eating tomatoes and can't eat spicy food.
Me.
Like, yeah, I was like, you can relate to that. And he actually has several nicknames.
Uh-huh.
And the way he got these nicknames are pretty cool. He's the Bangkok City Boy. And he got this because he appeared in the music video for Orange Caramel's Bangkok City.
Okay.
And he's also known as National Leader. Because during his time in Produce 101, he received the nickname National Leader. Because he kept being chosen as a leader. So he was that figure in the
aww,
show.
Aw, that's cute.
And I remember he didn't make it into the top 100 and people were pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
Top 11?
Mm-hmm.
You said top 100.
Oh, again? I keep saying that. Well, top 11 and people were super pissed.
Yeah.
I remember reading aww. About that. Because he was that person that you're like,
he was left. Like, they were just, everyone's just assuming
it's like
would
you
be
left
there.
101 without their leader, basically.
Uh-huh.
So...
oh,
but he got a lot of love from it,
and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of new fans, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, and his role models are Eminem and Big Bang, and I'm like, man,
all right, all right.
Okay, so our next member is Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
He is lead rapper, lead dancer, and so vocalist. He's a 1993 liner.
Okay.
Uh huh. And I just want to note that he is the eldest, but Junior's the leader. So this guy has leader all over him. But anyway, back to Aaron. He is actually Korean-American, and he was born and raised in L.A.
Nice.
And something interesting that I noted is the way that his name is spelled, or like his, what would you call it, stage name?
Mm-hmm.
It's missing an A.
Yeah.
But in his real name, it's like includes the A. So I'm like, I wonder if that's just kind of to...
interesting.
Feel like the Asian to mm-hmm. them. To them, it's probably mm-hmm. more like... in the Asian culture or the language is probably difficult to see mm-hmm. that there's two A's.
So it'd just be easier?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh,
but,
all right.
But I thought that was interesting. So he was actually scouted at the same Korean festival that Nikyun of 2PM was scouted at. I was like, cool fact.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, where was this festival at?
I'm like, yeah, jeez. I'm like, wait, there's like, there's cute opas at a festival? I'm like... sign me up.
Great. And this guy, oh goodness, he's known to be... a sexy brain guy. So he has a lot of intellect. He got accepted to NYU for journalism, but gave it up to join Pledis. His parents were against it first, but after 6 months of him like be on it, they're like, fine, go. He was actually within the top 0.5% for the SAT in all the United States.
Wow.
This guy, hear this out. It's kind of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He only missed 6 questions because they were in math and because he's bad at math.
Aww.
And I call BS on that.
I'm bad at math too, though.
But I call BS in that because I'm like, if you were bad at math, you would have done really bad in math, but you only missed 6 questions. That means you're good.
I mean, true. That's true.
The guy's smart. That's just attractive, smart, mm-hmm. talented. Mm-hmm. Jeez. Can you leave some for us? But anyway, he actually did radio DJing on Arirang for 2.5 years.
All right, that's cool.
I feel like I knew him from his something.
His name's like semi. Yeah. His like name and his face is familiar.
Yeah, and he learned Korean after coming to Korea. He just learned it.
Of course. And what are you expecting from the guy that like only missed 6 questions on the SAT?
Right, and he can speak English, of course. He loves bad puns and he likes to pull pranks on people, especially his members. His role models are Anthony Hamilton and TVXQ. Okay. This is funny. He has his own fan club called Aeronator.
Aeronators.
I was like, that's amazing. So he just seems to be like that guy that like everyone looks up to, you know? It's the smart man mm-hmm. with great taste.
I'm just like, are you my future husband? Every couple episodes, I'm like, are you my future husband?
Man. I mean, he's a 1993 liner, so he fits.
This is true. I'm like, is this my newest like husband?
Maybe.
Okay, I guess I got to see the rest of the members too before I decide.
So our next member is Baekho.
His name looks familiar too. I feel like I see him around.
He is the main vocalist. He's a 1995 liner. He is Korean, and he also has nicknames: Ice Mouth Prince and Sexy Bandit. And he actually got the nickname Sexy Bandit on Produce 101. So.
All right. I
feel like a lot of these members got their nicknames from that show.
That's cute, though.
And it's just like the whole like Korean audience recognizes them through that.
That's cool.
Unfortunately, also, as he didn't make it in the top 11, but yeah, got some recognition there for sure. Mm-hmm. And his specialty is fencing, writing lyrics, and composing. His hobby is just taking spontaneous trips. The irony here is he doesn't like to travel alone on the subway.
Oh, I wonder why.
Who knows?
We'll travel with him.
How did I know you were going to say that? But he loves food, and his role models are TVXQ. And fun fact, he knows Kumdo, and he has been practicing it for 7 years. Oh. I don't know about you, but I feel like these guys are super interesting.
They are.
They just have really interesting hobbies and interests. Mm-hmm. So our next member is probably a familiar face for us.
Yeah.
He is a lead vocalist and visual, 1995 liner. So yes, it's Minhyuni. Or Minhyun. Yeah. I don't know. I felt like I could say it in a very... affectionate way, but I was like, I don't feel like I've earned that right yet. So
Minhyun, not yet.
Minhyun. He is Korean, as I mentioned, and his specialty is writing lyrics, composing, and speaking Japanese. The guy can play the piano, and his hobbies are organizing and cleaning. And I'm like,
oh, all right. Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he's allergic to fur, and I'm like, that makes two of us. He is the mom of the group, and you can tell based on his hobbies, keeping everyone in check. He takes care of everybody and nags them for being messy. Aww. So he definitely is a mom.
That's cute.
And his nickname is the Shanghai Boy because he actually appeared in the music video for Orange Caramel Shanghai Romance. And that's how he got his nickname. So I feel like a lot of them got it from Produce 101 or just shows they've been in.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, of course, as I mentioned earlier, he's a familiar face because he was in 101. He ranked 9th out of 11, so.
Yay. Yeah.
And his role models are Eric Bennett and TVXQ.
I feel like the common theme is TVXQ.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, going to say that. I was like,
I'm like, they're all around our age, so I'm just like,
I get
come
it.
On.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get it, too. I like them, too.
And finally, our Magne.
Yes.
The beautiful Ren. Yes. I think he's beautiful.
He has a beautiful face.
Mm-hmm. And just when he cosplays, he just is beautiful.
Yes.
He has that face for it. But anyway, he, as I mentioned, is a Magne. He's a sub-vocalist, and he's a 1995 liner. He is Korean, and he also participated in Produce 101. Fortunately, he didn't make it. But at the time, he was given the nickname Shoulder Gangster because he can make his shoulders whiter.
Oh.
I was like, how? He's like, bam.
Just like, bam.
Mm-hmm. So they got all these funky nicknames from there.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. And his specialty is creating performance ideas and cosplaying, as I mentioned. He can also play the piano. He likes to watch movies, listen to music. He likes to swim. Fun fact, this is funny. He loves to dance around in the dorm and annoy Junior while he's trying to play video games.
Yeah. That's funny.
I think it's adorable, that dynamic.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. And his role models are Michael Jackson and Guess. TVXQ.
It's a TVXQ?
Yeah. He's also a big fan of Lady Gaga. And he's a mood maker of Newest. And just based on the fact that he likes to annoy one of his members.
I can see it.
I can totally see that. Yep. But yeah, those are these amazing, incredible boys that just manage to, with their just skills and just who they are as people,
they beat the odds.
Make Kuriel fall in love with them.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what they're going to show us.
I'm ready for them to have like us fall in love with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So let's do it then. Let's react to their music and their videos.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So we decided to react to their debut song called Face.
Yes.
Their first win, which is Love Me.
Yes.
And their most recent song, which is Inside Out.
Yes. I'm ready.
I'm excited. So yeah, we're going to react to Face.
Face.
I kind of am excited to see just if there's any change in their
like
style.
In the styles or anything. Or, I feel like I've heard Face.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen the video, but I feel like I've heard the song in passing, so it sounds familiar.
Just from the thumbnail, I'm like, yeah, there's definitely a change in times.
Well, I mean, this is almost a decade old.
So it makes sense. So this was released 9 years ago, and it has 122 million views.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
One thing, though, I wonder if the view changed radically.
Like, if a lot of the views have came from, like, after Produce 101.
Produce 101,
maybe. That'd be interesting to track.
But let's do it.
Let's do it.
Wait, I recognize this.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize the video, though. I guess it's like high school themed.
I think I've seen the video. I think someone showed me the video. No, oh. Or I tried looking at the video. He's so beautiful.
He really is beautiful. Like, he just has such a beautiful face.
He has the best bangs I've seen in a while.
Yes.
Bro, you're my way.
So what? Yeah, I'm like, I know I've heard part of this. Not gonna lie, it is catchy.
Oh, I like this. Hit him. Yes, I
just gives me old school K-pop feels, and I love it.
That just hits my heart, my soul. I love that style of K-pop, man. Using the look when it dresses,
yes.
Everything. I love it.
Old school K-pop, I love it.
They look so young, too.
They do.
Yeah, I've listened to this.
It's catchy, though.
I just didn't connect
it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is good. And it's a debut song, too. I'm like, what the heck?
There's a lot of groups that just...
Ooh.
Ooh. I love it.
Hey.
Oh, to see that live. As I was saying, there's a lot of groups that just unfortunately are super talented and just people don't.
They don't do anything about it.
I know.
It's sad.
I'm so glad
that
they got that chance. Ugh. That's cool.
Ooh. I love that high note. I'm like, which one is you? I'm like, Baekhyun? You see the high note?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like this is a group that I feel like we should have known, dude. Like,
yeah.
But I know, like, it's like weird.
It's like guilt, K-pop guilt.
Yeah.
That was so good.
I love it. That was great.
I want to be like, da na 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 na, jackpot. Da na 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 na, so what? Da na da 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 da. Can I have the high note?
You're like,
but when I'm listening to this in my car later, I'm gonna be like, why didn't I listen to it sooner?
It's never late, right?
It's never too late. We're definitely late. Maybe we're not super too late, but we are late.
Hey, we're not a decade late.
Huh?
We're not a decade late. At least.
That's true. We're only like 9 years late, like 9.5 years late.
Anyway.
What's our next song?
Our next song is Love Me, and that was released a year ago.
And this was the first win?
Yes.
That, like, swept everything, basically?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Are you ready?
Yes. How many views are on this one?
This one has 12 million.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Ooh. This is a different vibe.
Modern look.
Oh my god, it's so young.
I know. It's so weird to see the change. I love it.
I mean, like, they look older, but I mean, like, I'm like, they look so, like, the K-pop treatment, you know?
The K-pop has changed. He definitely looks older. So handsome. Get it?
They look happy.
They
look happy.
I know. And that makes me happy.
In case we need help with who's who, I found a picture.
I think I pretty much got it.
But I think I actually can kind of tell.
Yeah.
It helps that there's only five.
And not gonna lie, prior to, I kind of knew some of them anyway.
A couple of their faces, so you're really only looking for, like, the couple faces you don't know.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ha, nice.
That was cool.
They're like, hey. They're just sitting. Popcorn. That would have been cool if it would have. I'm like, sexy brain over here. Sexy brain over here.
Uh-huh. My potential husband.
They're all good looking.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, of course, but I'm just like, If you don't want your husband, I'll take him.
I'm like,
don't tell my boyfriend.
I'm like, oh yeah, don't tell my, no, yeah, I don't have one. Yeah, so sorry, I get the husband.
Okay.
I guess I could loan him to you if he were mine. You'll have to ask all of the other
fangirls
out there.
Could I also, borrow him? Yeah, can we have him too? K
Can you share with us?
Are we allowed to share?
That was good. It's just the change was a little bit shocking.
Well, and the change, it's not just like in like the production or anything. It's just like in the whole, like, we fast forwarded like 8 years.
And it's the change in K-pop, the style, the music style. Yes. Just everything. It's very different, and it's very relevant on their, in their, like, it fits perfectly in the time that they did the music. It's just,
oh, yeah,
a little bit shocking, I think.
I liked kind of seeing the old school K-pop though.
I loved it. I think it just,
because I love the old school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So our final song that we're gonna react to today, or like music video, is Inside Out. This was released 3 months ago.
Oh,
yeah. So, yeah. So
I'm ready. Recent.
Let's do it.
Oh.
Ooh, started out strong.
Yeah.
I've listened to this.
Oh.
Parts of it somewhere. I don't know where, but.
Oh. I'm like, okay.
I'm feeling all these things now. How does he pull off blue hair?
Okay, but he pulled off like orange hair earlier, I know. Right?
I want to touch the fuzziness. How does he look good with that hairstyle? Jeez.
I know, normally I'd be like, that is an awful hairstyle, but it looks totally fine on him.
Looks really good. Like, really good.
I know, I'm like slightly shook because, like, I hate mullets in general, but I'm like, what?
I was going to say he covered up, and I'm like, oh. I'm sorry, I feel like I'm just looking at them.
They're a little distracting.
I am. Ooh. That's catchy.
Oh, I like the little dance move.
Okay, that's catchy.
No cry. Cry right here. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Yeah. He looks really good too. I don't know.
But they all look on point.
Yeah, they do.
It's just, how do you look good with blue hair? How does that happen? But it happens with them. You can have red hair, orange hair, blue hair. They look good with all the hair.
That chorus is so good.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Ooh. Very covered up.
But you can still, you can tell. That's going to my list.
Oh, that was, yes.
I'm adding.
I'm probably gonna put all of them on my list, to be honest.
That last one, I don't know, it just hit my soul. I'm probably gonna watch it again.
I'm like, Becky was a 1995 Lanner Patty.
You say you're younger, it's okay.
Normally I'm just like, I don't want them to be called Nuna, but I'm just like,
you can call me
like you can call me Nuna. I'm like, I'll be your Nuna.
And not gonna lie, the only Opa look good.
Oh, like, I like hate mullets. I hate them with a passion. So but like, it didn't look bad on him. Like, it actually looked good on him. I'm like, what?
I was,
I was like, I'm going to say it. I was like really attracted to him.
And even with the mullet.
I was like, Dane.
Which is like, what?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Just until the chorus hit really hard, I was just looking at them. And then I paid attention to the
chorus. They need to put like, more clothes on. They're distracting me from my husband. The rest of them were distracting me from my husband. And then his hair was distracting me from paying attention to his face.
I was just
looking, and then I wasn't paying attention to like
I was not
the music.
I was not paying attention to the music
unless you're like halfway through.
Yeah, I was just like, "Whoa, they look so. Oh, why am
they
I
aged
these
very well?
Oh, they look so good." And I was like, "Man, they look really attractive. What is going on?"
So you're gonna like rewind back to like episode number one where we're like. We like oppas only, right? And then you fast forward a year, and it's like they went to high school with us. That's acceptable.
Okay, it's 1995, bro. One thing like, is that's acceptable. I'm not gonna do like 2000. I'm sorry, that's weird. But 1995,
they can call you. They can call you
sure,
Nuna.
Sure, it's fine. Them, just newest. I make an exception, make and an it's exception. Them.
You'll be on Nuna
for newest.
For newest.
Hell yeah. Hands down.
Do they have a light stick?
I don't know, but I'm a fan. Because
I'm like, I'm gonna need one now.
Fuck. Sorry. Swear to God. I just feel like there's a lot
you're
of...
so over... There's so many emotions.
I have a lot to catching up to do.
We do. I have a lot of things to buy. Newest W has a light stick. I'm already like looking. So newest W's light stick...
Ooh,
oh, nice. Is this the like full group
official light stick? Yeah, coming soon whenever that Ooh. Was released. That's
beautiful. Oh, it's like a heart, isn't it? Because their phantom is love.
Yes.
I get it. I'm smart. It's from a couple years ago, so I guess they do have a light stick.
Well, guys, we're gonna
don't be shocked if it appears behind
we're
us
gonna
one day.
We're going to stop the video right now because we're probably going to look on our own on the side.
We got some research to do for science.
For science. But thank you guys for joining us and for seeing the roller coaster of like, well, we got a little bit sad, but we're excited. But damn, things got real. And then,
And then we got a little thirsty.
But anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.